Power Tips for Speakers, Trainers, and Presenters, Part 6 of 10. 51. Be prepared to update your talk on the spot as the result of pre-speech encounters with members of the audience. Value these encounters and mingle if you can before you talk. You will have an opportunity to find out who they are, what they're interested in, and what they're hoping to hear or not hear. You may be able to add a comment like, "Someone told me this evening that," to your talk. 52. Handling disruption. It's probably best to acknowledge a disruption, but if you do, you'll draw attention to it. So, if it's a minor disruption, it may be wiser to ignore it. Remember, at the podium, you are in charge, and your attitude will to a large extent determine the attitude of the audience. 53. Look friendly. An audience is unlikely to warm to a speaker who seems unhappy at the prospect of talking to them. Match your demeanor to your topic, not to your anxieties. 54. If you make an error, ignore it and seamlessly move on. Or acknowledge it briefly and then move on. Or engage the sympathy of the audience by either confessing the error or making a small joke about it. Warning, jokes are high risk. What if no one laughs? 55. You, the speaker, are a visual aid. You are on stage the moment you're introduced. You can't pretend you're not there while you set up your demonstration or check out the podium, etc. That's one reason it's best to have things set up and checked out in advance, especially when the setup is complicated. 56. Talk while you do stuff. If you must set up a visual aid while you're delivering your talk, plan to talk about it while you're doing this, especially if this is a lengthy process. You need to keep control of the audience. Don't let them drift away. 57. Keep demonstrations or materials simple. Don't get yourself caught up running a three-ring circus. There will be too much for you to do. Too much can go wrong, and you may trip over all your electrical cords, especially if they weren't taped to the floor. 58. Keep the visuals simple. If you are showing something on a screen, one idea per slide or overhead is about right. Avoid complicated slides or overheads. Don't show pictures of things you do not intend to explain. Lead your audience through diagrams, even if you think they're simple. 59. Avoid annoying the audience. Don't read to them. If a slide has a great deal of writing on it, give them time to read it. They can read faster than you can speak. Use a pointer when you can, not your hands. Stay away from a light beam pointer unless you can hold it steady. Most people can't, especially when they're nervous. 60. Be certain that equipment works. Check it out in advance. Number slides and make sure they are facing properly. You should have checked the room in advance. Make sure everyone can see your demonstration or slides. And listen to your audience. If people indicate they cannot see, find a way they can.